Madtown's number one for hits and hip-hop, 93.1 Jams, Fusion in the Afternoons. With reporting for duty and in the studio today is Thomas. How you doing, my man?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Doing excellent. Pleasure to have you here today. You own a pretty unique service, pretty unique business that I've been using for a little while now, and I just really wanted to kind of share this with Madtown. Tell me a little bit about reporting for duty.
Yeah, well, first off, thanks for using our service. I mean, that means the world to us. It's definitely a unique and kind of funny business that we're running here. I like to keep it that way. But yeah, starting with the name, reporting for duty, obviously is kind of a catch there. I was just kind of coming out of the military service, and the wife and I kind of wanted to start a business. And we had just gotten a dog, and we were on our honeymoon. We were out for a week out in Colorado, and we were thinking, you know, we're going to have to go home, and we're going to have to scoop up all that waste sitting there. Yeah. And I got to thinking just kind of out loud with the wife, and I was like, you know, I wonder if anybody, you know, would use this as a service. Sure enough, I kind of brought it up to the wife thinking like she'd shoot it down. Like, no way would she be interested in something like this. And sure enough, she was all for it.
But yeah, but she probably doesn't want to scoop it either.
No, and that was exactly it. I'm the one out there scooping anyways. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
She was a huge part of the beginning because we both have full-time jobs. So we would actually wake up early in the morning, go do the clients that we had, go scoop the yards that we had, and then get back home, get ready for our job,
and go
do our job. And
man, yeah, that's crazy.
It got crazy to the point where we were not only doing that in the morning, but also after work as well. And yeah, and that's when we were kind of like, okay, well, maybe this is a viable business. Maybe we can actually grow this.
Yeah.
Let's hire an employee. Let's see if we can now start marketing this even heavier and
see how many clients
we can get. Yeah, and see what happens with it.
Long story short, if you own a dog, they eat two or three times a day. That results in some dew, and reporting for duty comes and removes that from your property.
Exactly that. Yeah, and we can do that on a weekly basis, bi-weekly basis, monthly sometimes. We have some clients we're visiting almost every day of the week, residential, commercial, and then right now our spring cleanups are crazy. It's our busy time with all the snow gone and everyone walking out to the backyard.
Everyone's trying to get back out into the yard, yeah.
Exactly.
So I've been using you for about 2 months. I got in over my head. I got a puppy about a week later. We went back and got another one. I got a boy, and then we went back and adopted a sister. So we got a brother and a sister, bonded pair of puppies, and a whole lot of trouble, a whole lot of fun, a whole lot of beautifulness, but a whole lot of dew.
Yeah, and I completely understand that part of it.
Yeah, man. So when we saw you guys, I think we saw you, I think we honestly found you on like a Facebook ad, I think. My wife was like, hey, check this out. And I was like, you know, that would be kind of helpful. You know, I work two jobs. We got two dogs. We got two kids. She works full time. So reporting for duty was first up on the list, and we gave you a call. It didn't take long at all. You guys were really on our doorstep two or three days later, picking up the dew and making it so we could go out and enjoy the yard again real fast and easy. And now you're there every Monday.
Yeah, yeah, and we definitely appreciate that. We try to make it, obviously, as easy as possible for anybody. We understand that life is crazy, and having this chore off of your list can honestly make your life quite a bit easier, honestly, not having to run out there, scoop in the cold, especially in the winters. And then, yeah, the springtime cleanups where you walk out there and you're dreaded with, you can't see any grass.
Or falling in this.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, man. No, I mean, it's something that I totally could do, but it's nice to have that option. Like, okay, I'm going to get 25% of these, but y'all are going to come and get most of it. And it's just allowing me to have just a little bit more time to have some quality time with my pet or my children in my day, you know, than previously.
Yeah. And what's nice too is we don't have any contracts. So you're able to start and stop whenever you please. So if you're at the point where you're like, okay, well, now that this springtime rush is kind of over, I can take over for the summer and say you wanted to come back for the winter.
Yeah.
Totally cool with us. It's what we're there for.
It's what you're there for. Yeah.
And so we make it, again, try to make it as easy as possible for everybody signing up, try to make the processes quick and easy. So like you said, get out there as quickly as possible to take care of all that waste and get it out of there. And the other nice thing is we take it with us free of charge. It's into our service.
You know, I honestly didn't even notice that. I just figured it ended up in my trash can anyways, and I didn't even know that. So I even learned something today after 2 months of using it.
Yep. We'll pull that out of there. We'll take it with us and dispose of it in coordinates with the Dane County.
Okay. That's kind of cool. I almost always have the same tech coming. So we've started to build a rapport. You know, we tell a couple jokes. They, like you said, they like to see the puppies and get to know the dogs too. So it's really like reporting for duty become part of our family routine. So it's it's awesome to support a local family business and make it part of our family.
Yeah, that is very cool to hear. Especially, we try to keep the same technicians on the same route so that rapport can be there. Technicians start learning the dogs, their names, how they are in the yard with them, and you know, they have fun with the dogs. They try to play with them too if they get the chance to. It's great to see what has come from this small business. The amount of support we've gotten, even like this radio interview right here, is just crazy to me that we've gotten to the point where we're becoming a name in the Madison area. People see it, they love it, they want to talk more about it, and obviously it benefits me, but it's just so cool to see that something such a weird idea. Yeah, exactly. It's just a small business like this where it's not a typical service that you see or are used to is kind of making waves throughout the area.
Little things make the biggest difference, right? And it may not seem like much, like you, it takes your team 15 minutes to do what I could do in 15 minutes, but it made my life easier. It made my wife happy, made my dogs able to get out more. Like, just, it was nice. I really enjoy it, and I'm a happy customer. For less than what I spent to go out to lunch today, y'all come by and make my yard look beautiful for a week. And that in itself is worth every bit of it to me. And I know that there's people listening that'll feel the same way.
Yeah, we do try to keep it as affordable as possible too, so that anybody who wants to try the service can try the service. Like I said, with the no contracts, if it's not for you, you can drop off whenever you please or start again whenever you please as well.
Absolutely, man. Thomas in the studio today with Reporting for Duty. Tom, if anybody wants to check you guys out, maybe learn a little bit about you, how can Madtown find you?
Yeah, you can find our information online at Report for Duty, and that's DOODY.com, or you can give us a call or text us at 608-515-8874.
You said you started this in 2019, Tom?
Yes, sir.
So about 4 years later, you guys got about 150, 200 contracts around Madtown, and I think your service is amazing, and more people should reach out and check it out.
I greatly appreciate that. And yeah, we're growing. We're steadily growing every year. I'm going on our 5 year in September, and yeah, at this point, we're trying to help the community as much as possible and grow the business as far as we can.
And you do that in a couple of different amazing ways. One thing I also do want to mention, you know, thank you for your service, being a vet yourself. You had mentioned you opened this kind of looking to help vets and offer, you know, your service to them, but it grew much faster than that. So if you're listening and you're a vet, call Reporting for Duty, because they do take care of you too.
Yeah, absolutely. We started the business geared towards helping disabled veterans who have service dogs. And the market was a lot larger than that, as we found out. So now we have clients ranging from all over across the board. Elderly who can't get out there but still have their dogs, to the folks who maybe don't like seeing the waste or smelling the waste, and they just have us come out and take care of it for them.
You'd see my daughter, she gets around it and just starts gagging, like, it's a little overdone.
I've had a few of those moments too out in some of the yards.
I believe that, man. Here, locally owned, Reporting for Duty. Thomas, I appreciate you sharing your business with us and a little bit of your personal story. And I just really thank you for what you're doing for the community. The little things make the biggest difference, and Reporting for Duty has definitely been a major improvement in our household.
That's awesome to hear. And I appreciate you having me on here. And it's very exciting to see everything that's coming from this small business.
What do you guys got planned for summer 24?
Well, hopefully more towards marketing and continuing to grow. Hopefully bring on some more routine clients that we can help out throughout the weeks with either weekly or bi-weekly service. And yeah, just try
or
to,
daily. If yeah, you're or, like me and you got the daily double going.
If you need it that much, we could be there.
That's awesome, man. Thomas, I appreciate it. One more time, you want to throw the website and phone number out?
Yeah, the website's reportforduty, DOODY.com. And you can call or text us at 608-515-8874.
And thank you for your service to our country and to our community, Tom.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And catch our full conversation at madtownjams.com. And be sure to check out Reporting for Duty.